WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Ever feel like your life is a runaway train barreling towards, well, probably somewhere chaotic? You know that feeling when you're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, maybe even trying to squeeze in a workout or two, and it all feels like too much. We've all been there. That constant pressure, the never-ending to-do list, the world just seems to be spinning faster and faster, right? But guess what? You have the power to find inner peace even amidst the mayhem. And that's exactly what we're diving into today's strategies from Stoic philosophy to help you cultivate that sense of calm and control, no matter how crazy things get. Think of it like this. Imagine a calm oasis in the middle of a bustling city. You can still hear the hustle and bustle around you, but within that oasis, there's serenity. That's what we're aiming for, finding our own little oasis within the chaos. First up, let's talk about acceptance. Stoicism teaches us to accept things that are outside of our control. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Traffic jams, unexpected bills, a sudden downpour on your big day, these things happen. But instead of getting caught up in the frustration, try this. Acknowledge it, breathe, and then let it go. Focus your energy on what you can control, your reactions, your choices, your attitude. Next, prioritize clarity. The Stoics were all about mindfulness, being present in the moment. When our minds are racing, we can feel overwhelmed by worries about the future or regrets about the past. Take a few moments each day to simply be present. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, listen to the sounds around you, say with a cup of coffee. It's amazing how grounding yourself in the now can shift your perspective. Thirdly, remember your values. What truly matters to you? Is it family, friends, creativity, helping others? When chaos strikes, it's easy to lose sight of what's important. Reconnecting with your core values can provide a sense of purpose and direction, reminding you what's worth fighting for. Think of it like having a compass guiding you through the storm. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. This one sounds simple but is powerful. Instead of focusing on what's missing, take a moment each day to appreciate what you have, your health, your loved ones, even a good cup of coffee, that's a big one for me. Shifting your focus to the positive can actually change your outlook and help you find joy in the midst of challenges. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're not perfect, and that's okay. We all make mistakes, face setbacks, and sometimes just have off days. When things get tough, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Remember, you're human and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. So, imagine this. You're at your desk, feeling overwhelmed by a mountain of work, emails flying in every direction, deadlines looming. But instead of panicking, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can only control your own actions, and focus on tackling one task at a time. You acknowledge the stress but choose not to let it consume you. You prioritize clarity by taking a few minutes for mindful breathing, appreciating the scent of your favorite tea, and focusing on the present moment. You reflect on what truly matters, your health, your relationships, your ability to make a difference in the world, and that brings a sense of purpose amidst the chaos. And finally, you remember to be kind to yourself, acknowledging that it's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes and that you're doing your best. You see where I'm going with this? Finding inner peace isn't about escaping chaos, it's about navigating it with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-awareness. So take those insights and put them into practice today. Start small, be patient with yourself, and remember you've got this. Now, go out there and rock your day, one mindful step at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep striving for that inner oasis.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.